now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Helpable!
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
Well, I'm not going to complain about the weather here on the wet coast because I have to say we've had a pretty soft winter, certainly compared to the rest of the country and the rest of the continent, and even the rest of the Celtic world. We have had it pretty nice. But lately it's been so whimsical, so nice and bright in the morning and then pouring rain in the afternoon, or vice versa. You never know what to expect, but you know what to expect in the next hour, because we are delivering the very best of Celtic music. Here's the Battlefield Band and Major George Morrison, DSO.
Thank you.
set that includes a Michael McGoldrick tune. That's the She and Cora's tune from their album Follow the Flow. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist. Here's Kara Luft, and she has something to say that we've all thought sooner or later. Only love can save me.
Darkness, why do you surround me after giving you everything? I've asked the light to come and find me. Tell the devil it's time to leave.
Celtic music, best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
Get your French Canadian on. Rendezvous à Mackin Park on Saturday and Sunday. Samedi, et dimanche, March 1st and 2nd, 2014, for un weekend de folie as we commemorate the Festival du Bois's first quarter century with great music from Yves Lambert Trio, De Temps en Temps, Vishten, Bon Débarras, Alexis Normand, Matuto, Wesley Hardesty, and more. The great defenders of the Scottish realm, the real Mackenzies, rip up the stage of the Wise Hall on March 6th, playing tunes from their catalog and their latest album, West Winds. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts every month. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to celtic-connection.com. And stay connected with us at our websites, worldbecanada.com, calcopirate.com, where you will find a playlist for today's show with links to the artists, and ladywholivesdownthelane.com, our newest venture. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. We have more Celtic coming up for you. I'm Patricia Fraser. Thank you.
Kelt in a Twist gives you an in, an invitation to join us on the internet for inspired, interesting, inclusive conversation on Celtic music, global music, broadcasting, and broader subjects still. It's our blog, and it's ready for your input. Have your say about what we play at www.calcopyrite.com or click the link on our homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. Intrigued?
Utterly deceptive twaddles, Big says I.
You've got your Kilt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
What's the news? What's the news? Oh, my bones shall milieus. It's your long barrel gun of the sea. Say what wind from the sun blows your messenger here with his hymn of the dawn for the free. Godly news, do I bring you the fort? Godly news, will you hear, Bargy man? For the boys march at dawn from the south to the north, led by Kelly, the boy from Killan. Well, tell me, who is that giant with the gold curling hair? He who rides at the head of your band. 7 feet is his height, with some inches to spare. Well, he looks like a king in command. Army boys, that's the pride of the bold Shelmaliers, among our greatest of heroes of man. Fling your beavers aloft and give three ringing cheers for John Kelly, the boy from Killan. Well, Enniscort, he's in flames, and old Wexford is won, and tomorrow the barrow we will cross. On the hill or the town, we have planted that gun, double butter to gateways of Ross. All the fort men and badgy men march o'er the heath, with brave Harvey to lead up the band. But the foremost of men in that grim gap of death will be Kelly, the boy from Killan. But the gold sun of freedom grew darkened at Ross, and it set by the Slaney's red waves. And poor Wexford, stripped naked, hung high on a cross, her heart pierced by traitors and slaves. Glory, oh, glory, oh, to the bold men who died for the cause of long downtrodden man. Glory, oh, to Mount Leinster's own darling and pride, Dauntless Kelly, the boy from Killan.
okay, boys. Because it can give the drone, you see, with that.
Nice warm sound, isn't it?
Oh, it is, indeed. That was Damien Dempsey and a set including Kelly from Calan. Before that, Local Boy Makes Celtic, Moritz Baim and Flying Groove. Now here's Lunasa from Ireland and Punch.
Hi guys, this is Sean Smith from Lunasa. You're all very lucky. You have the best in Celtic music right here on Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
Because we have more Celtic coming out your ears, including a very, very traditional tune from Stone Row. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
In the merry month of May, from my home I started, left the girls at home, nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, my grief and tears to smother. Off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, could have stopped black fawn to punish ghostly battle in brand new pair of bronze, rats in all the barns, frightened all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turner, down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack fall all the rocks. In rolling all the night, I rested in so weary, started by daylight, next morning light and weary, took a drop of the pure to keep me heart from sinking, that's an Irishman's crow whenever he's on for drinking. See the lassie smile, laughing all the while, that's my curious style, such a hard a bottle, and asked if I was hired, wages I required, I was almost tired. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turner, down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack fall all the rocks. In Dublin next to Ride, I thought it such a pity to be so deprived of view of that fine city. Then I took a stroll, all among the quality bundle it was stole, in a neat locality, something crossed my mind, then hang up behind, no bundle could I find. On my stick of bubble inquiring for the rogue, said my current rogue wasn't much in vogue. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hump the hare and turner, down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack fall all the rocks.
Glenn Bernardis from Stone Row, and you've got your Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
Nederland, Colorado, has a new album out called These Changing Skies, and that was The Pasture. Now, from Minnesota, we've got Boiled in Lead and Wedding Dress.
Oughta be making your wedding dress, wedding dress, wedding dress. Oughta be making your wedding dress. It's already made, trimmed in red, stitched all around with the golden thread, golden thread, golden thread, stitched all around with the golden thread. Oughta be making your wedding dress, wedding dress, wedding dress. Oughta be making your wedding dress. It's already made, trimmed in green, prettiest thing you've ever seen, ever seen, ever seen, prettiest thing you've ever seen. Thank you.
Saturday night, Saturday night, Saturday night. Gonna get married on Saturday night.
Keeping Up with the Americans. That is Barley Juice from Philadelphia. And Swig. What could they be thinking of? You're listening to Guilt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Guilt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic Play of the Day.
Our Cosmic Celtic Play for today is Mermaid by Anna Shad. But first, this thought to ponder from Beyoncé Knowles. I'm always happy when surrounded by water. I think I'm a mermaid, or I was a mermaid.
Thank you.
thanks so much for joining us today on Kilt in a Twist. And thanks, too, to you people out there who have been writing to us and telling us how glad you are that we're back on iTunes. And I have to tell you, we are plenty glad ourselves. And not only Kilt in a Twist, but of course our sister podcast, World Beat Canada Radio, is also back up on iTunes, and I hope you're listening to that. Kilt in a Twist is produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopirate Communications. Our producer is Cal Coat. We are going out on Sketch and Shed Life. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
What is, in this school now, the state of Gaelic? You're teaching Gaelic to the seniors, and
yes, there are two of the teachers who teach Gaelic. It's an uphill struggle, I'm afraid, because there are only about, I would say, four native Gaelic speakers. Language up to learn something about it, but for the others, it's like learning a foreign language every day.
emotions.